Good morning, coming up on 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. And we have Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook with us on a rainy Wednesday.
It is a little rainy. My car needed washed, so it's okay.
I know, it's perfect. It's great. I'm like, oh, I don't even have to take it to the car wash now. It's fantastic. I was in that same boat. So yeah, it was like all the places where I'd scraped the windshield were all like merging together, and it was like an art project. It was good.
I can take a little rain, as long as it doesn't get too cold, because we got our big event Friday, so we want to make sure
it's not going to be bad. It's going to be average for this time of year. We're going to get to the mid-40s, but it
should be easy.
And we can deal with that. Just not the Arctic, Siberian stuff that we were dealing with a couple weeks ago.
Exactly.
So, yeah, what do we have? A big week coming up.
Big week, yeah. Big dinner coming up this Friday, so a couple days away. I can't believe it. We did have a couple cancellations, so we have a few tickets left. If anybody was waiting to the last minute, you can get your tickets, though, and definitely make sure you register as soon as possible, though. Actually, today before 4, because we're working on the list and everything.
Sure.
But we have some really good auction items, so I'm excited. Oh, I can't wait.
It's like a silent auction sort of thing. Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, some interesting, unique things that you can't necessarily just buy at the store.
I love it.
So. Well, last week, we had our first trivia game night. It was phenomenal.
I've heard very good things about it.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had 10 teams, and so we were packed, and so it was awesome. Save the date, though. If you didn't get to make it the first one, our next one is Saturday, February 25th. So, and we're trying to rotate among different restaurants, but with that big a crowd, we're kind of working on, like, how are we going to fit everybody?
Yeah, well, it's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem.
So you need 6 people per team, is that correct?
Yeah, up to.
Up to 6.
So
okay.
We had some teams that were a little smaller, but, you know, might as well get more knowledge in there.
And do you want to go ahead and, is like a pre-registration thing? Can you do it at the door? How does that work?
They're trying to pre-register just to make sure we have, you know. So
that's
you can
smart.
Call the chamber, or Chris Crane is our ambassador that's overseeing it, and she is doing a phenomenal job. So we'll have more information out and with an email and stuff that you can sign up. But yeah, you just pick your team name and tell us who it is, and then you pay that night.
Great.
So we already have some money saved up for the cash prizes, so it's fun.
Yeah, there are prizes. So
yes. So, I mean, obviously, it's just more about bragging rights. But
well, yeah, that's the main thing.
But a little cash didn't help. So
absolutely.
Well, a few things from our members in the community. Coffeeville Regional Medical Center is accepting nominations. They have a Hall of Fame, and it's an award that honors people who have made an outstanding, long-lasting contribution to the healthcare in our community. So you can go out to their website, and they have the nomination form up there. USD 445 had some special dates to share with everybody. Next month, they're having something called NATO Fest, and it's a big family night, lots of activities for the whole family. And then they already shared their graduation date. So that'll be May 13th, which I can't even think already that, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
So Midwest had some great home buyer advice, and I didn't even think about this, and it's really good. So if you're considering buying a new home, don't derail the process with the large purchases. Sometimes people will go out and get new furniture or a new vehicle or other big ticket items, and then it could mess up your credit, or you know, your down payment or whatever. So they tell you just hold off on those, get the house, get that all cleared up, then you can go out and buy your other items.
Sure, yeah, because you're like, oh well, I want the furniture to be delivered the day we sign the papers and stuff. And it's like, oh, okay, there might be some complications.
Yep, exactly. Coffeeville Summer Celebration has started planning for 2023. So save the date. It'll be July 8th. It's always the Saturday after the 4th of July. You can follow on Facebook for a list of names so you can start signing up as a vendor or sponsors and activities. It's on their Facebook page, or call the chamber. I can get you the numbers for it. And then they are also asking for continued prayers for Mike Bradley. He's one of the main organizers of the event and had some medical issues, and he's at home healing. So we have lots of prayers up for Mike right now. Congratulations to Captain Mike O'Connor and Captain Bobby Tracy. Both completed their 1-year probation and had their official pinning. I love that they do that with all their...
Oh, okay, that's
great. I'm like, I think every year our staff should have a pinning ceremony.
See, I think so. Yeah, that'd be great.
Love that. The Coffeeville Community College Board of Trustees has a vacancy. So if you're interested in applying, you have to get your interest in writing this week is the deadline. So I'm sure it's probably on their website or you can give a call. We talked about this right before I started on the radio, but Penny's Diner is now officially open.
Great.
They're kind of doing a soft opening right now because they're still trying to get staffing. So
sure. I know that can be a challenge.
Well, everybody is having yeah. staffing problems.
Especially since they're running 24 hours.
But that's what I was going to say. Yeah. When think about every staff you have now, triple it. So, yeah, a little challenge. But they're finally open. You can start sneaking in there a little bit over the next few weeks and check them out. I'd love to hear what you think. A few events I wanted to share, and then that's really all I had. I didn't have a ton this week because focused on the dinner, trying to get
the
it
dinner,
all
dinner, yeah, get that all taken care of.
But I will be in next week, and I will get to share all the winners that we have for the awards. So the best part of the night is, you know, surprising because we don't let them know ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Surprising who gets the Business of the Year and the Citizen of the Year and all those great awards. So I'll be in sharing that. The Yokes having their murder mystery. They did it last month, or I think it was a couple months ago. And so the next one is January 26th, so that'll be next week. And you have to pre-register, though, so make sure you give them a call and get that set up. And then right after that is Retro Night at the Ville Pub and Grill. That'll be January 28th. And then we have our next Chamber Business Over Breakfast is on February 2nd. If you've never attended, call, you can sit with me, but it's a great time to learn about everything going on in our community. So, oh, and I didn't write down the date, but the I talked about it last week, the library's Taste of Soup.
Da, 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 da.
Do
I
you have
right
that?
Here.
Oh, good.
I do, in the magic disorganized pile of stuff. So February 2nd.
Oh, it is the same day.
Yep,
that's why
yep,
I didn't write
yep,
it down. Okay.
Yep. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Children's Library.
Awesome. See, we got all your meals taken care of.
You do.
You start with the breakfast with us, then go to the library, do the soup, and then for dinner, you can go out to the Yolk.
And I was so impressed that this is, you can also have delivery orders if it's
yes.
Over $30. So if your company, if your office wants to go ahead and get those to-go orders, they'll deliver them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have lunch right there at the office or your workplace. And the deadline for that is next Wednesday, January
right,
25th.
Right. You got to do that one ahead of time.
And cheeseburger soup, chicken noodle soup, and cheesy potato soup.
Right. All your basics.
Yeah.
But then when you get there, there's way more than that. So
oh, yeah.
those are the ones that are guaranteed to go. And
yeah,
then,
just for delivery. Those,
yes.
Yeah, the ones for delivery.
Yeah. But I always go in person because I like to sample a little bit of
all
everything.
The other ones, too.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And $5 for two cups of soup, drink, and crackers. I mean, that's really hard to beat.
I know. Yeah. It's awesome. So all kinds of good stuff. And then, of course, we'll really start gearing up for all the spring events here. I know it's not quite spring, but we have to start planning
of
for
course.
All those. So we'll have a lot more on events coming soon and some other announcements to share. But like I said, just kind of keeping it short today.
Excellent. Well, so. Good deal. Candy, always appreciate you coming in and letting us know
absolutely.
What is going on. I will see you at the banquet coming up
awesome.
Here. So
sounds good.
It's going to be a good one.
Yay.
And we'll be back here in just a few moments with Open Line continuing here on the Mighty 690.